time for a setting the bar story. Kelly Witches.
It's an example of what not to do.
Look, naturalists and naturists are very similar words.
Okay.
They have very different meanings, though. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having to clarify that your festival is not for nudists, you're doing okay.
Oh, it's going to be awkward and embarrassing for some people that show up expecting one thing.
Yeah, the Cumbria Nature Festival in England had to issue an important clarification after the confusion about the purpose of the event.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
They target naturalists, not naturists, which are those who enjoy the nude.
I'm not sure I would have known the distinction, to be honest.
Well, apparently people who love being in the nude do.
Okay. And okay, so which one is nature and which one's nudity again?
Naturalists are nature.
Okay.
Things about nature.
And naturists are the nudies.
Nudies.
Okay. Got it.
They say, whilst we aim to be as inclusive as possible and certainly do not judge anyone, we are aiming the event at wildlife enthusiasts. Dress appropriately.
Is that your British?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, it's not as good as yours, Kelly. It's fine.
We haven't ultimately had to refund anyone, so we're hopeful our offering has been sufficient to retain our interest, despite imposing a dress code.
So, yeah. So, they obviously got a lot of attention from the nudists, okay, who were like, hey, we're excited, let's hear more about this event. And they're like, wait, no.
No. Different.
So they had to...
Nature.
Yeah, they had to make an important clarification.
Okay.
So this is just a little... If you can manage to make it through the day without having to clarify that your festival is not for nudists...
Yeah.
Because of two little letters...
Both have something to do with being enthusiastic...
Yes!
...about something. One is wildlife, others is naked bodies.
Yes. That's your setting the bar story.
Or feeling at one with nature.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.